Said Rasool's son was dragged out of his shop by US Special Forces 2 months ago and taken to a military base. Since then, Said has not seen and heard of him. Now he wants his son back.
I want that they release my son immediately. If they kill him, I want his dead body.
And it was one of the examples that have made these people stage this protest and voice their anger over the presence of US forces. All of these protesters were residents of Maidan Wadak province, very close to Kabul. Chanting slogans against the West, they all gathered outside the Afghan parliament and voiced their demands one by one.
The US Special Forces arrested 9 villagers. We don't know if they are dead or alive. We want them to be released. We also want an immediate withdrawal of all these US Special Forces from our province.
It's not only them who want foreign troops to leave. President Karzai also wants US forces out of the province. He blamed US forces for killing and torturing local villagers in Maidan Wadak. So he quickly called on them to leave there within 2 weeks. His call fell on deaf ears, though. The US military described his allegations as false. But it's not the first time that Afghans have been showing their outrage over the US military involvement here. Anti-US sentiments are growing here. This country has been the scene of massive anti-US rallies since this war began. People take to the streets, especially when civilians are killed at the hands of US-led troops. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.